Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that it is a bad idea to turn a 30-minute task into an hour-long one. You are almost universally better off focusing on one task fully rather than trying to fit it into something else. So as I am recording this episode, people are marking the fourth anniversary of COVID uprooting daily life for so many of us. At this point, 4 years ago, my kids had been out of school for a few weeks already. We were starting to realize that they weren't going back for the rest of the school year. I know so many parents had to work remotely with their kids around them for many months. Wise families soon figured out that if it was at all possible to swap coverage for little kids between parents, or with older kids, or other relatives, or with neighbors that you decided to form a pod with, everyone was going to get more done. You can get more done in 4 focused hours than you can get done in 8 hours when you are being interrupted every few minutes. Plus, there are no good ways to meet the needs of a 4-year-old and a client simultaneously. You wind up feeling frustrated and cranky. No doubt the 4-year-olds and the clients get frustrated and cranky too. Better to switch off and be fully present for one at a time. I mention this because I spent a lot of time pre-COVID trying to convince people that while working from home was great, it was not a smart way to save money on childcare. I would see parents trying to build businesses with toddlers underfoot. And in many cases, they would wind up feeling like they were failing at everything. So they would come to me and ask me for help with time management. But I would note that this wasn't a time management problem. It was a focus problem. Even if money was a little tight, it was best to figure out this focus problem first. By paying for a few hours of childcare each day, these entrepreneurial parents could focus on building their businesses to the point where the revenue could pay for the childcare and then some. Thanks to that focus, they could also be more relaxed and play with the kids when they weren't working, rather than trying to respond to client emails at the same time. So it goes for much in life. Trying to manage too many things at once is a great way to turn a 30-minute task into an hour-long one. If you are trying to answer a few emails while you are on a Zoom call, it is going to take twice as long to get through those emails. If you are trying to write a report while answering Slack messages as they come in, that report is going to take twice as long. I know that it often feels efficient to try to cross 2 things off the list at once, particularly if you are stuck in a really boring meeting. Sometimes the problem is that we don't want to acknowledge what we are doing. We need to catch up with work on the weekend, but we don't really want to be officially working on the weekend, so we try to flit in and out of it. Then our families are annoyed, and we have taken twice as long to get everything done. Better to go to a coffee shop for 2 hours and then come home and be present, versus being on your phone for the entire day while you are theoretically with your family. There is absolutely nothing efficient about having something take longer than it should. Just because you can theoretically manage more than one thing at once doesn't mean it's a great idea. Sometimes we have no choice, as happened for many people during COVID. But when we do have a choice, fully focusing is the way to go. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.